A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
Welcome, welcome to Austin, Texas. We are here for South by Southwest 2024. Lots of stuff going on. Music conference kicking into high gear. Everyone is in the industry is arriving to Texas. There is so many events and invitations that it's hard to comprehend. We are doing interviews here at the JW Marriott. If you listen to this and you are around, feel free to come hang. We are taping from 11 to 3 in the fifth floor at the JW Marriott. Feel free to come and see some live music and say hello. And today's guest, ladies and gentlemen, as we start the coverage, is West 22nd. They are hometown heroes, local boys with upbringings ranging from Georgia to California. They met here in Austin, five-piece band, indie rockers. They bring energetic music and inescapable live shows to the city. And they've kind of been kicking ass in a short period as a band. So we hope you enjoy them. Check out their music, West 22nd. And they have a bunch of shows this week. They are kind of taking over. So always exciting to have this burgeoning indie rock band. So this is West 22nd on J-Rod Concerts, the podcast.
West 22nd, yes.
What a trip this must be for you guys. I mean, your backyard is like the party of the music industry for the week.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. Austin is the live music capital of the world, and we feel that. And being students here, being able to play at South by Southwest has meant a lot to us. We were able to play last year, actually, with Danny Bonilla as his backing band.
Yeah.
So shout out to him. He really helped us get to learn how the festival works. And now this year, we're hitting the ground running as official artists ourselves. And that means a lot.
It makes it easier to backward.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, we were just talking about you guys had a show last night. You have your official showcase this week. So this is like an busy but exciting time for you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we got a lot on our plate. We've got we've had 8 unofficial shows planned. We've played 2 already, 2 official shows. And we're just trying to go around and meet as many people as we can, play as many shows as we can. It's kind of the South by way. Yeah. And so, yeah, we're enjoying it.
It's early in the week, so so far so good.
It's doing all right.
So, guys, West 22nd, I mean, I love the story about you guys because for a relatively young band, you guys are already kind of kicking ass. I mean, 2021 is really when it started. 2022 is when it officially kind of became a band.
We met in 2022. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, so.
Okay. And you guys met in the fraternity, right?
Is that the story?
We actually just met in our apartment complex. Okay. So, yeah, me and Jeremy, our lead guitarist, met in our apartment complex. Mm-hmm. And we just kind of started jamming because we figured out we both had a common interest in music. Yeah. And he'd play and I would sing. And then Jeremy found Gabe hustling, playing open mics, acoustic, solo, all over campus.
Yeah.
And then so us three got together and we're just like, why not try and play a show and put up flyers? And then we got the whole band.
Yeah, that's how we found our bassist and our drummer. We found them putting up flyers and we thought it was a super old school method and it wouldn't really work as well as like trying to get into like a group chat or some organization for musicians on campus. But it worked really well. And I think that's a testament to Austin being in Music City. And I mean, I feel like you walk down the street and you meet someone that plays guitar or knows someone that plays guitar.
Sure.
And it's also a testament to just like being able to like hustle and like make it work and find the right people. And it's been just great since then. We've like bonded so much over the 2 years about that we've known each other.
Yeah. But that part, the bonding, because you can find Nashville's the same. You can find incredible talent everywhere, mm-hmm. even like in Austin. But that brotherhood that you guys have developed, like when do you realize like, hey, this guy I can actually like form a band with. It's not just like a gig. Like I actually really enjoy like spending time with this dude.
Yeah. Spending time, being able to put up with each other in the car, honestly, just traveling to shows or sleeping for a few hours in the hotel in between. It's something we've been doing more lately since we just went to Atlanta a couple weeks ago. That was our first out-of-state show. And we're both originally from Atlanta. And so that was really great to be able to go back, and we actually sold out in that show. But it also taught us a lot about traveling and what it means to really be in this band together and be able to bond with each other and have that kind of chemistry to be able to like endure those road trips and all that time we're spending together.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. The bug keys and all that. Then
yeah,
it's tough.
Always the bug bite. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And I love this part. You guys have like great, like you guys were studying like great serious majors here in Texas.
Yeah.
Like you guys could have said, you know what, we're gonna just music is a hobby and we're gonna pursue, corporate careers and kind of like, and that would have been perfectly fine and feasible. But you guys went in the artistic route having the option. I find that ballsy and like super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, most of us came into college to kind of just get a degree and to work. I mean, I came into college just to get a business degree and recruit for investment banking like my older brothers and sister. But I think the first couple of shows we had were kind of fun, just kind of like some side gigs as we were playing. But I think we really realized, even from the beginning, when we didn't sound too great, like compared to how we sound now, I think we realized that we do have a lot of potential. And I think most of us, like, because we have really loving families that support us and are behind us through this process, it makes it a lot easier to be able to make that push for something that we love and to make that risk.
Yeah, finance is definitely not an easy major, and especially not at Texas.
Connor's.
Yeah, Connor, our manager, is also the finance. And we have... we had a geologist in the band and communications. Doug, our drummer, he's a jazz major, and so he's a musician through and through. And for me as well, coming to Austin was also a decision about music and being able to pursue that, because I didn't really have the right people that I found ever growing up before, but I knew that Austin would be a great place to find them.
Yeah.
And so I think that makes it a little bit easier. And there's definitely a lot more safer, more secure paths that we could maybe take that are more traditional. But there's something about what we've been doing in just a couple of years that makes it feel like this is pretty real, and it's worth giving everything we have for.
Sure.
Especially just even now playing shows that we don't even announce much, just around campus, and having fans show up and like know the words to our songs, like that just means so much, and it really validates what we're doing.
Well, you guys are really good.
Thank you.
I feel like he took me almost to the end of the interview to tell you guys that, like, you guys are really badass.
Appreciate it.
And you guys are rocking, and I think it's proof that rock and roll is here and rock and roll is there with pretty damn good songwriting. So you guys have a bright future ahead, and we're so thrilled to have you guys. So let me leave you with this. You guys opened up for Remy Wolf, friend of the show. You guys have done some cool gigs, and they're getting more profile, more cool. What did you learn from stuff like that, and what are you guys looking forward to next?
Yeah, I think playing gigs with artists such as Remy Wolf, and like we played a Group Love After show once, we've played tours with artists from like all around Texas, is just, I think it just really shows you like how much you need to like level up your performance, how important the performance itself is. Because like from the beginning, we would kind of just go in and wing it.
Yeah.
And like I'd just be like awkwardly standing at the mic between songs and have no idea what to say. But they're just so talented, and you can tell how much work they put into their performances, into their art, and how much practice and time and effort they put into it. And so I think, opening for artists like that really shows you the amount of effort that you need to put into it, and just kind of the amount of levels there is to the music industry.
Yeah, I mean, the Beatles, they played for over 10,000 hours in Hamburg, Germany before they even ever broke in England or in America, and we think about that a lot. And that last year was our first real year touring, and we played over 50 shows in the year. So basically every week, anytime we could, off of school. And I think that just really shows how much we care about improving that performance, like Logan's saying, and being at South By, I mean, we're fans too, and we're seeing so many other artists just stumbling into venues and seeing how they perform and how you can tell they've been doing it for a long time.
Sure.
So it's just a matter of time, I think.
Amazing. Well, guys, you said it all. I mean, you guys have a friend in Nashville, Tennessee, and we look forward to your EP and your tour that will follow, I'm sure. And it's just the beginning for you guys. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for watching. Subscribe here for the latest from the show. Also, be sure to check out more of the best clips from J-Rod Concert Media.